thank you for tuning into the Model Connection Podcast. I am your host, Eric Harrell. Please like, follow, and subscribe on social media and everywhere you get your podcast. Links are in the description. With us today is a very special guest.
I'm Ari Gray, and I am a model from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm very excited to be on the Model Connections podcast tonight.
Ari, thank you for being my guest on this episode of the Model Connection podcast.
I'm excited.
So tell me a little bit about yourself real quick.
Well, I am 20. I live in a small town, kind of, not really. I model. I kind of get out of my comfort zone sometimes.
Okay.
Other things.
Okay. How long have you been modeling?
I've been modeling for 5 months now.
A newbie.
Mm-hmm.
A newbie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this would be a good opportunity to, as they say, turn the tables on me, because you probably have a whole lot of questions you want answers to. So I tell you what, anytime you want to fire off a question at me, come right ahead, okay? I don't mind answering it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you are a model 5 months. How did you get started?
Well, it all started with a Facebook post that a now close friend of mine made, Jasmine Porter.
Okay.
She made a post wanting to try out like a little a photography thing that she's never done before. It was like a little mask thing.
Okay.
So I kind of messaged her about that. She messaged me back, went over that night, and ever since then, I've kind of just gone from there.
You got bit by the modeling bug, huh? Okay, so what areas of modeling are you most interested in?
I like the very fashion. Sometimes I really enjoy just, like, normal face, like, nothing too crazy, but definitely more of, like, the glamorous type fashion looks.
Okay, the glamorous as far as?
Like, getting all dressed up, like,
okay.
Everything.
Everything,
crazy.
Okay. Okay, well, okay. All right. So that's kind of a editorial fashion look. Okay. So those are the looks that you probably, or you feel you are most comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love them.
Okay, and how did you decide on those two categories? Just that's what you get your heart.
Well, okay. So I've seen like all kinds of models. There's bikini models.
Yes.
And not sure how to say it. Like bonjour, I think is how you say it.
A boudoir.
Oh, boudoir.
Boudoir. See, you're learning something,
yeah.
Okay?
I've seen those, and I'm just, I don't know. I have never really been comfortable with like, feel like I'm putting myself out there.
Okay.
So I like the, and I love getting dressed up. So
okay.
I definitely. That's
okay.
What I
mean. All right. Good. So the fashion and editorial shoots. Okay. What the shoots that you have done so far, they have been more what?
Definitely all glamour.
Hair, all glamour?
Crazy, all dressed up. Just kind of something some of them you really don't see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just throw a sheet on me and I, you know, work with it. But yeah, nothing too plain.
Okay. Are they your concepts or the photographer's concepts?
Kind of the both of ours, actually. We kind of work together on it.
Okay. How much input are you given? On the sheets.
Well, we kind of both go at it at the, like, together. So it's like half and half, more her sometimes, more me sometimes.
Okay.
Just putting myself out there, helping her.
Okay. Okay, you said her. Are your photographers mostly female?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. How did you meet your photographers?
Okay, the first one was Jasmine Porter, which okay. I did explain from a Facebook page.
Okay.
And then there was a Rachel Davis.
Okay.
She's so sweet. She's amazing. We do, like, mystical photo shoots with
mm-hmm.
her. So I've done a few of those, but those are really the only two that I've worked with so far that I feel really comfortable with.
Okay. What would be one concept that you would really like to shoot?
I've seen a lot of underwater photos being taken, and I feel like I could have a lot of fun underwater taking some photo shoots, like in like a big like poofy dress somehow. I don't know. Yeah.
I wonder how those are done, because Aunt Molly's got to be holding her breath for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, I can hold my breath.
I know the photographer probably has the oxygen tank on his back, and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Oh, I don't understand, but it'd be fun to do it.
Well, okay. So, okay, other concepts that you might like to try are?
I mean, I've done the mystical, the glamours. I haven't really done too many plain, like, in-bed photo shoots, like comfy type modeling. But I feel like that'd be pretty fun, too.
How about your lifestyle?
My lifestyle?
The lifestyle images such as an outdoor cafe.
Oh, okay. Those would be really fun. Like outdoor cafe, Nashville, yes. Something. Oh, yeah.
A bridge background, a countryside location type of stuff.
I've taken family photos like that, but none individually, but those are so beautiful.
Try some individual.
Individual. I'm definitely going to get some individuals of that. I really like the concept of how those photos turned out. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of photographers posting in like Facebook pages for models and photography and everything. So I really like those.
Go to your Facebook group pages and look at images that are being posted by others. And just kind of check mark. Yeah, I like that concept. I like that concept, you know. And just put this back in your file somewhere. Mm-hmm. So someday I'm going to try this, okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to put my spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put my style on it.
Yeah.
Okay, has modeling been what you thought it would be 5 months ago?
Oh, gosh. So with working with, like, basically one photographer, since she's so amazing, it kind of has, like, became more definitely than what I thought it was just going to lead out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Got me more excited, more confident. I don't know. I just, yes.
I would try and branch out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, work with people that you are comfortable in working with.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one, okay?
Yes.
But also branch out and find different styles.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
That would broaden your horizons so much, because as I was talking with the former guest, we may look at a scene, the same scene,
mm-hmm.
and photograph it two different ways.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now, I'm gonna have you turn the tables on me, so to speak. You being a newbie, I'm sure you've got a lot of questions that you probably want answers to.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fire away. What's...
All right. Really? Okay, you're a photographer.
Right.
So when you were taking the pictures,
yes.
what was your, like, favorite type of photos to be taken? Like nonchalant pictures, not paying attention, kind of in the moment?
What background I had was with the model agency, I had a certain criteria of images that the owner wanted, okay? And as long as I got those images, I was fine. Now, whenever I broke out on my own and did my own stuff, I wanted to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the professional glamour. I did the lifestyle. I did the casual. Test shots, just testing out different lighting schemes, okay? And got some pretty interesting shots like that.
That's nice, yeah.
What my niche was, I can't say that I am a profound in everything, but I've got a style that I like, and that is borderline on your professional glamour aspect of it. I'm presently doing a series with a car that I'm having to restore called Elegance and Excellence.
Okay.
It's a 1981 Corvette. Oh. I'm having a picture with ladies in evening gowns.
Okay. Ooh.
Excellence, car, elegance, ladies in evening gowns.
Yeah. Okay. I can picture that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've gotten quite a few rave reviews on that. A woman does not have to be half nude to be sexy, okay?
Right. Yeah, of course.
Evening gown. I got my start actually doing beauty pageants for a local civic club. Mm-hmm. And me being very impressionable young man back then, a woman in an evening gown to me is a beautiful sight, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to combine the two images, a woman in an evening gown, mm-hmm, and a sports car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was my concept.
Yeah. That goes so well together, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that.
People do bikes, babes, and bikinis. I'm doing cars and evening gowns, okay?
Love it.
Okay. So what's your next question? Hope I've answered that one.
Yeah, great. Where did you start? How did you want to get into photography?
Again, I think it all started whenever I was a part of the local civic club.
Okay.
I did the photography work.
Yeah.
And I would take those images to my regular job. I would kind of brag to coworkers, yeah, this is what I did. Over the weekend, you know,
yeah.
Got this image, I got that image. There was enough people that liked my work that they kind of egged me on into actually doing it more professionally, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I did not know lighting, contrast, composition, anything.
Yeah.
So I figured if I'm going to take this very seriously, I've got to actually learn how.
Mm-hmm.
So while doing the 40-hour job during the week, I went to college at night and learned the finer aspects of it.
Oh, okay.
And before I graduated college, mm-hmm, I was hired by this Nashville model agency.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Exciting.
So I have been with him for going on 20 years.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. And you actually answered two of my other questions in that one.
Oddly enough, this is going to be before your time. My first camera was one of these little bitty Kodak Instamatic cameras, had the flash cube on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back when I was in the 4-H club, we had an exchange trip with a 4-H club in Indiana.
Okay.
Coming back home, we stopped at Claiborne Farms in Kentucky. Thoroughbred racehorse farm.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out two horses, could be three, and they told us about them. I think many of us was not interested in the whole ordeal, but I'm like, okay, I'll take a few pictures. Didn't realize it until many years later that I actually got the opportunity to photograph the racehorse secretariat.
Oh, wow.
I've got the 4x6 print back home, and I'm thinking, if I had known then, well, I know now.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'd been shocked.
So I think with that and the beauty pageant background I had, that's where I got my start.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's exciting.
Okay. So now, Next question.
You've answered a lot of the questions I had, actually, kind of going on. Yeah.
Okay. So now, you as a model, what do you hope to, where do you hope your modeling is in 1 year?
Definitely more progressed than I am now.
Okay.
A year from now, I kind of hope to be out there more, working with brands maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of just hope it goes a long way from here, hoping to work with brands, more brands, bigger companies and stuff.
You would need to start working with a lot more photographers, okay?
Oh, that's definitely true.
A lot more photographers. Yeah. Is there a set of criteria that you look at in a photographer as far as his work?
So definitely I am sure to check the photos that they have taken.
Okay, yes.
And I kind of just look at the background of the person, see if they've got reviews, good reviews, how they edit, what they do to their photos.
Okay.
So I don't really have a preference, but I just kind of like that background just to see mm-hmm. what I'm going to get myself into, mm-hmm. how it's going to turn out.
Okay. And you also look at how long they have been doing it?
I honestly don't mind that. Like TFPs, I don't mind to help other people out.
Everybody's got to learn somehow.
Yep, exactly. I mean, I started out as a photographer too.
Oh, so. You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, tell me about that, girl. Come on now. Open up here. What's going on here now, huh?
So I have been photographing been a photographer for a little over a year now. Still not a professional. I'm working on it. But, yeah, I've got a little Nikon B500 camera.
Okay.
I work on doing, like, Christmas minis. Or, you know, just kind of anything of the sort, kind of get out there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're in front and behind the camera.
Yeah, I sure am. That's why me and Jasmine kind of go hand in hand together. She's also a photographer. I'm a modeler. I'm a photographer. So it works. It goes both ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. Didn't know that about you. See, even I learned something now, okay? Okay, so which do you prefer, model or photographer?
Modeling?
Both?
I mean, both. Modeling. But I definitely love getting my pictures taken.
Oh, so. Of course.
Still working on the editing with my photography and, you know, how the lighting works, like in different ways, darker rooms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's progressing pretty well.
The best way to learn it is just shoot, mm-hmm. shoot, and shoot some more.
Okay? Never stop.
That's what the delete button's for, the back of the camera. Okay?
Yeah, I've used that quite a bit.
So, how did you get started in the photography aspect of it?
I don't know. When I was younger, I used to take my mom's phone when I didn't have one. I'd just start taking pictures of everything around me.
Okay.
And my mom, like the sky or like the landscape or mm-hmm. my little sister. And would just kind of go from there. My mom would be like, oh, wow, Ari, these are actually really good. And I'd be like, oh, okay. So as I got older, I wanted to keep taking pictures. So my boyfriend actually got me a camera for Christmas last year. So
okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay, great. So one step led to another.
Yeah.
And now you're in front of the camera more than behind the camera.
Sure am. Well, the table's turned.
What do you like most about modeling?
Definitely more of getting myself ready. Not just me getting myself ready, like getting like glamored up, like getting my hair done, getting able to like dress up, and then getting to look back at the photos and realize, wow, do I look like that? Is that really me? I don't know. I don't know. I'm being more confident in myself.
Mm-hmm. It breeds confidence, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure does. Yeah.
And your posing, is it just natural or?
I mean, sometimes I'll do, like, my own pose, and she'll be like, ooh, hold it. Or she'll kind of give me some other poses. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at Pinterest or other outlets?
Yeah.
And say, okay, yeah, I like that type of pose. I'll copy the image and put it in my folder here.
I actually did that the other day. Learned some new poses.
And your favorite places to go to are?
Pose-wise?
Yeah. Pinterest, other Facebook?
Probably, I don't know,
Instagram okay.
has a lot of different perspectives from other people, so I'm able to see a lot of different poses. Mm-hmm. Everyone does something a little different.
How do you feel about modeling and social media?
Like being on social media modeling?
Yes.
Very intimidating because there can be a lot of backlash for no reason. Some people just want to hate.
True.
Just kind of more of like self-dignity. You just put yourself out there and just be confident. So I don't mind it.
When a photographer looks at an image, and I'm going to say, I'll take you as an example. And this happened to me recently, so I'll bring it up. A photographer looks at an image of you, and automatically I see one thing wrong, and I comment on it. If that photographer, and you may not know he is a photographer or just some average Joe, comments, I wish you could have done this or moved that. Some people don't realize that comment is coming from somebody in the business.
Yeah.
You may have all kinds of knights in shining armor come to your defense. Oh, this guy is a jerk there. How do you take, I can't say the word, criticism?
Oh, no, you can. So what I would really, as I personally would take it, I would take it into consideration and actually try the things that they say. If they don't work out, then, I mean, that's totally fine, too. But I'm always good to constructive criticism.
Because I know that there have been some images posted that if they had just moved their hair back a little bit more, that shadow would not be there.
Yeah.
Or if that trillion would be out of the image in the background, it'd be that much better, okay? Some people don't look at the whole picture before pressing the shutter button.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, I don't mind the constructive criticism, really. Like I said, I would take it into consideration, you know, see what things could be fixed, and just work on it. I don't really take it as like
good
hate or anything. They're just helping. It's not a bad
We're trying thing. To anyhow.
Yeah.
Trying to anyhow. So the photographer community, once word gets out that, hey, I shot with this young lady. She's a newbie. Takes direction well. I think you would help her with your style. Once word gets out that you are in the area and you are looking for work, a photographer will pass you on to B photographer, on to C photographer, on to D photographer, until you make the whole Nashville circuit. And there is a circuit, you might say.
Yeah.
Your limitations. You mentioned earlier that you feel like you would not be comfortable doing the boudoir, doing the professional glamour of it. One advice that I can give you is that, I'll say, draw a line in the sand. You've got what you're comfortable in doing on one side of that line and what you're uncomfortable with on the other side of. Okay. I would say stick to your guns and only do what you are comfortable with, no matter how much peer pressure or how much somebody might try to talk you into doing something you're uncomfortable with, don't do it.
Definitely won't.
Don't
Definitely
do
sticking
it.
To what I'm comfortable
Stick
with.
Stick to your guns. Don't cross that imaginary line or the line in the sand, okay? Only do what you are comfortable with, and you'll be so happy.
Oh, yeah. As of right now, I am so happy. Love what I'm doing.
Good, good. So now, again, question time. You've had a little time come up with questions now. What is another question you'd like to fire at me now?
For photography or for, like, modeling advice?
Anything.
Modeling advice.
Anything.
Okay, I could come up with one real quick.
Okay. I'm kind of old school, so I may not be up on the modern trends, but far away.
Oh gosh, my head's running slow. Oh, come on. Oh gosh, come on. Oh, my mind is blank.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'll give you some time to think about that. You are how tall?
5'7"
Some people will say you're tall enough for runway in the local area. Maybe not Fashion Week in Atlanta or New York.
Right.
But local area, mom and pop dress shops, yeah. Is runway something you might be interested in doing?
Yeah, earlier even today before I came here, I was walking down the carpet.
Bingo.
Pretending like
go.
I'm on a runway. So I used to do that a lot, actually, being younger. So, yeah, definitely would love to be on a runway one day.
Wow. That is so cool. So cool. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask one thing that's going to take some thought now. Take some thought. What has your modeling in 5 months taught you about yourself that you did not already know?
Well, that...
You mentioned confidence earlier.
Yeah, definitely confidence is top of my list. That my smile is unique with,
okay,
like, how my teeth are. I've been so insecure about that.
Mm-hmm.
But with my photographer, Jasmine, she helps me feel more comfortable in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that my smile is unique, there's photographers and modeling agencies that want different smiles.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely those are one of my two highest points. With that being.
Okay. Okay. You were nice and gracious enough to bring some images with you. So let's take some time and go over those images here. Again, if you can be as visually descriptive of these images as possible, so we may entice those listeners listening in to go over to YouTube and watch this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, tell me what we are looking at right here.
So this is one of my classified shoots. It was kind of like, I'm wearing that same dress, actually. One of my, like, older...
You're wearing the same dress.
I sure am.
Wow. Okay.
One of, like, the... I wouldn't really say, like, 80s or 90s, but definitely something around that time.
Okay.
The kind of look we were going for. Like... Not basic, because it's definitely classified. That, like, classy look. I can't think of the word.
Hollywood glamour?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a...
Gives off that, for sure.
It does give off that vibe, but yet, a little on the outside of the box, Hollywood glamour is more... How did I say it? Hollywood glamour is more, to me, it's more in your face.
Yeah.
You just kind of grab you by the shirt collar and say, look at me, okay? Look
yeah.
at me. Look at me. In this image, I would have loved to have cropped it tighter.
Tighter?
Not have so much room at the very top.
Yeah, I definitely I see what you're saying. I would probably, yeah, I would like that.
There you go.
Oh,
just like that. Okay, now, would that make a library photograph now?
Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Say, now, to me, that makes that image so much better. Even that's even better. That is more of your classic Hollywood type look right there, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, again, I don't know who the photographer was, but if they could have just zoomed in more on you, in my mind, my opinion, that would have been a lot better photograph.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Okay. Love the photo, but I love it zoomed in as well.
Next. Oh. Okay. We have here is...
Well, this is one of my, like... how do I explain it? Got a dress from Goodwill, put it together to make it fancy.
It's a model's go-to store.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of got ready, like, pretty quick to get some, like, fancified shoots. More of, like, what she said, Jasmine Porter actually took this photo. More of, like, model face.
Mm-hmm.
I did my makeup a little different, kind of like how the real models do it.
Yes, so. Yes.
Definitely more of like a model feel to it.
And I can tell it too. And here we have I can't say Harley Quinn. What do we have here?
So this was around October. We were doing clowning around.
Of course, not October, clowning around. Okay, okay. Yeah.
So we wanted to do some clown shoots and... So we kind of went for a spooky, not spooky look, more of like a pretty clown type look. And this photo actually got published in a magazine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already been published, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love that photo.
And the photographer was?
Jasmine Porter.
Okay.
That one was a part of my birthday photo shoot. So I was kind of being myself, but more like try to be more classy with it as well.
I like that.
Yeah. I love that one. One of my favorites.
Very casual, very simple. Yeah.
That was also on my birthday. She actually went to Goodwill and got me that jacket right before. Because I forgot my outfit, so we had to go all the way back home for it. But yeah, I kind of went for a more classy look for that as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I see your eyes in your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
No glare on the glasses, which I like that.
Yeah.
Your position of the hands are great.
One of my arms favorite poses.
Arms are great. Yeah, light behind you, that's probably a strobe light.
The sun, actually.
Sun?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That one made me feel very confident as well.
Very confident?
Yeah,
because
I was showing more of like my stomach area.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, just more of what I have normally shown before. So that's definitely one of my top favorites.
It's a very good image. It's a very good image, yes.
And I do like more of the straight face pictures as well.
Straight face?
Yeah. More serious.
Is that your favorite look, the serious look or the smiling look, the personality look? What do you like? What's your style?
I kind of go with the flow, really, and it's more of just like a serious look.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what you like best, kind of go with the flow, go with the moment?
Yeah, whatever's like going on around. Just
okay.
Kind of go with the flow.
Okay, great. 5 months modeling, already been published. Is this what you thought modeling would be like?
No. Had no clue.
Had no clue.
No, I didn't think I was going to make it anywhere.
Come on, girl. Get real now.
Everybody told me I was very photogenic. I had the looks, the personality.
Okay.
For it.
Okay.
So
yes.
There was an idea, but I didn't think I would actually progress like it did. So I'm very grateful for that.
Somebody just had to get behind you and push, okay?
We can thank Jasmine for that one.
Give the push. Give the push, okay? Yeah. We photographers, we do have an eye for those that we feel will make it, okay? Mm-hmm. Our problem is just convincing you ladies that take our word for it, okay? We know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Try it, okay?
Yeah, I definitely listened.
Good, good.
So I'm taking it a step further.
Good.
Being here tonight was definitely an extra step forward for me.
Thank you for coming here. And I know that people that are listening and that will watch this episode, and we will give your a contact information later on. Mm-hmm. Your inbox will be just filling up with requests for your modeling, okay?
That would be wonderful, exciting.
You said you live in a small town. How far traveling-wise would you be willing to travel for a shoot?
So far, for one of my traveling shoots, I've gone as far as an hour and 10 minutes or
okay.
So,
okay.
Mean, distance, if it's like 2 hours, I could make it work, but preferably like hour and a half.
If anybody offered to buy your gas, it'd be easier for you.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love
gas that. Is always helpful, okay?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
There are so many good, and I would use the term good, group shoots out there. Those shoots are meant to not only give you, the new model, the experience that you need or want, but it is also good in having you network with other people that will be there,
yeah.
Other models, other photographers. That's also a great way to get your name out there. My advice would be to also check into one or more of those that may come up in the next months, few months, okay?
Yeah.
I do recommend one in Alabama, probably two in Alabama. People that put these shoots on are very good friends of mine. One is a former guest. They run a very top-notch, a very secure group shoot.
Okay.
If you don't mind traveling to, say, Huntsville, somewhere in that area,
yeah.
That will be a great way to network with other photographers that maybe would not know about you.
Yeah, of course.
There will be group shoots in our area here. Just keep on checking your Facebook pages for those events.
Yeah.
Many of them are very well put together. They are a great way to learn, okay?
I would love to learn more about the modeling.
Learn more.
Yeah, it would definitely
about
be
this.
Great.
Learn more about this craft that we love so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Question time now. Any more questions you have for the model, photographer, podcast host?
I think I've asked all the questions in the beginning.
Okay.
That were more important to me.
Okay.
To know, kind of.
Okay.
I think I'm good on questions, yeah.
Well, great, great.
Yeah.
I will offer this to you. I know you've got a Jasmine Porter to also contact, but if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to the podcast here.
Yeah.
I'll be more than happy to answer them, okay?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
So, how... We talked about this earlier. For the people that are interested in contacting you, how may they contact you?
Definitely. I use Facebook a lot. So with my Facebook, it's just Ari Jean Gray. or Instagram, which is just R-E-J-Y-N.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm gonna give you the opportunity to throw out some words of wisdom. Okay. Even though you are still new to the industry, for a young lady that is still needing that push behind her to, give this a try.
Yeah. So I would basically say step out of your shell. It is more exciting and not as fearful as you think it's going to be, definitely for me as well. Just get out of your comfort zone, push yourself, reach out to photographers yourself or post in other kinds of pages, you know, just get yourself out there, and don't stop. Don't stop trying.
Don't stop.
Nope.
Don't stop believing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Don't stop believing.
Ari, you have been just wonderful. I've enjoyed talking to you this past hour. I want this podcast to be a promotional video for you. I want all of you photographers out there that have been listening this past hour, been watching this past hour, to please contact this young lady. She is new to the industry. She really has got a good head on her shoulders, looking for some very talented photographers to work with. You would not go wrong in working with this lady. She is just a pleasant young lady. Again, I don't believe you can go wrong. So contact her with the handles that she has provided to you. And Ari, I just want to say thank you for being a guest on this episode of the Model Connection podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. Loved it.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning into the Model Connection podcast. Please like, follow, and subscribe on social media and everywhere you get your podcast. Links are in the description. Thank you and bye-bye.